Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to another episode of Select Star from Data Lake. And bottom line is, today what I want to talk about is continuing this whole discussion of like Data Lake table formats. So last time we talked about like what are the different table formats, what is a table format. In this episode, I'm going to focus more in on Apache Iceberg, and specifically an aspect of Apache Iceberg called the catalog. Okay, because there's different components of Apache Iceberg, which we'll discuss more in later episodes, but the catalog, I think, sometimes gets the it's like the part that kind of confuses people the most. Like, people understand the catalog at a high level in the sense that the catalog tracks all the tables that exist. So essentially what happens is that you may have 20 tables that are Apache Iceberg tables. It would be the catalog that knows that these 20 tables exist. But what's really going on? At the end of the day, the catalog is really just a mechanism to store one piece of information and one piece of information only. Where is the newest metadata file for this table? Okay, because it's the metadata file that actually contains all the information about like the schema of the table, the partitioning of the table, where the snapshots are, all the kind of information that the engine really needs to figure out, hey, what they're going to read, okay, is going to really be at that metadata file. Okay, but a new metadata file is generally created every time you change an Iceberg table. So there has to be a mechanism to know which is the newest one, okay? So that's where the catalog comes in. So that way there's an undisputed arbiter of what is the current state of the table. Okay, so there's different catalogs that you can use. There's different mechanisms you can use to catalog your Iceberg tables. Okay, there is a file system catalog, which is referred to as the HDFS catalog, which is really, again, just file system. So you can use this on any kind of file system, whether it's a Hadoop file system, object storage. It just means that the way it tracks the table is really going to be based on the file layout. So this is going to be more like a traditional Hive table, where basically, you know, the different folders dictate the different partitioning. It's just going to, all the metadata files are going to be have a numerical sequence. So the way it's going to know what the newest one, it's going to be the one with the highest number. Okay, so it's much more based on sort of like the file layout, which is sort of like the easiest one to use. Okay, but also, you know, when you're using certain types of file storage, things like S3, where, you know, you're not going to necessarily have certain guarantees when it comes to trying to do like concurrent writes, it's oftentimes not recommended to use the HDFS catalog for production. Great for like evaluation practice, but really in practice, you're going to want something that's going to make sure you have those concurrency guarantees, particularly when you're using object storage. I don't think the concern is quite as much as if you're using Hadoop as your file storage. So that's one catalog. Now, all the other catalogs are generally going to be some sort of store, okay, in the sense that it's actually a thing that stores information. Okay, so you could literally use a database. So that's referred to as the JDBC catalog. So literally any database that supports a JDBC connection can be connected to via Azure catalog. So you could use a Postgres database, a MySQL database, whatever you would like, because at the end of the day, all it's really doing is storing that one piece of information. The engine's just going to go connect, say, hey, does this table exist? And if it does, what is the location? And then that's all the catalog does. At that point, the catalog's job is generally done. Okay, the engine, whatever query engine is being used to read the data, then will take that information on where that metadata file is and then go read that metadata file and plan a query. But that's literally all the catalog is doing. Okay, but again, the engine that you're using has to know how to talk to the catalogs, because each catalog works a little bit, you know, the implementation is slightly different. So basically, the engine needs to know how to talk to it. So that's where you run into an issue, is like, hey, does this query engine support X catalog? And I don't think there's, I mean, I would say probably, well, let's go through the catalogs first and we'll talk about support. Okay, then there is the AWS. Well, first, let's do Hive. There's the Hive catalog. So again, a lot of times if you're using like Hadoop for like an on-prem data lake, you're probably using Hive to track your tables. Okay, the Hive metastore, which tracks sort of like metadata about, you know, the basic existence of tables in your Hadoop storage. Okay, now you can also use that Hive metastore to also store the locations of your Apache Iceberg tables. So just create an entry saying table X, location of metadata file is Y. Okay, so you could use that. So it's an easy move if you're already using Hive, in your current existing sort of like tech stack. If you don't have Hive in your current tech stack, then you know, then you might have better options and avoid standing up Hive. Okay, then there is AWS Glue. So AWS Glue is essentially like the Amazon version of like Hive, and essentially where it tracks metadata about tables that you have, particularly in sort of like your AWS ecosystem. But it can be used as a catalog for Iceberg tables. So again, entries in the Glue catalog, and you say, okay, you have this Iceberg table, and here's the location of the metadata, and that'll be all it holds. And that can be used. So you could use AWS Glue. It's probably one of the more, I would say, probably currently the most ubiquitous of the catalogs, as far as like pretty much most tools, I think, support AWS Glue catalog. Far as like all the tools you would expect, far as query engines for querying your data lake. So there's that. Then there's also a DynamoDB catalog where you can use DynamoDB. Again, issue is how many different tools necessarily support that catalog. Then there is Project Nessie. Okay, Project Nessie is an open source project, so it's a different project than Iceberg, but it's basically something to kind of, you can, it helps expand what you can do with Iceberg. Okay, so the difference is that the Nessie catalog was built to specifically be a catalog. It's like, it was unlike Hive and AWS Glue, where you're using a meta store that was sort of built for something else, but you're just using it as the catalog. Project Nessie is actually built specifically for this purpose. So it offers you extra features. And those extra features include the ability to version your catalog. So it allows you to sit there and say, okay, I have 20 tables, but you know what? I'm going to do some work on these tables, and I want to isolate the work on these tables. You can branch your catalog and then merge those branches. So you get those like GitLab semantics at the catalog level. Nice thing about that is if you have like 20 tables and you have like these automated ingestion pipelines and one of them goes haywire and you've now ingested a bunch of bad data to all 20 tables, you don't have to repair each table one at a time. You can just roll back the whole catalog to before that job started. Okay, and that's going to end up undoing the damage to all 20 tables. That's one of the really big benefits of, you know, having a catalog level versioning system. Okay, you can roll back mistakes on 20 tables. You could also make changes to 20 tables and then merge those changes in through that whole branching and merging mechanism. So that way all changes to all 20 tables become published at the same time. So you can basically multi-table transactions. So you get a lot of benefits when you use Project Nessie. You can go stand your own Project Nessie server, and you can also get a Project Nessie-based catalog as a service from Dremio through the Dremio Arctic system, which not only do you get that whole versioning system, but you're going to get additional benefits where the Dremio Arctic platform gives you a really nice UI for auditing all the changes to your catalog. So it makes it much easier to kind of like see, hey, what commits, who made the commits, what were the commits consisting of, being able to manage your branches, and has really high integration with the Dremio Sonar query engine. So you get some extra benefits when you're using that. And for the most part, like out of the box, it's just the catalog itself is free. You can just literally go on to Dremio, the Dremio Cloud platform. A few clicks, you have a catalog, and it's zero cost. Because generally, the costs only incur generally when you're doing compute. So that means like you're running a query through the Dremio Sonar query engine, or you're running like optimization jobs, which would then also use compute. But just the actual catalog itself and just tracking tables, not, you know, zero cost. Okay, and you have that, and then again, you don't have to worry about standing up a server because you have that cloud service, making it a really easy choice as a catalog. Okay, and then that also works with like Spark, with Flink, with Presto. There is a pull request to give it eventual support with Trino. Okay, so that's underway. So you have those options. Okay, then there is the REST catalog. Now, the REST catalog isn't necessarily a catalog per se, more than it's a spec for sort of like all future catalogs to be created. So the idea is that there's a standard REST open API spec. And then anyone who creates a server, okay, for the purposes of being a catalog that follows that spec, will then basically be grandfathered into anything that supports the REST catalog. So the beauty of that is that basically, if you support REST catalog, you'll support all future catalogs that get created on that spec. Okay, right now there's essentially really only one. That's going to be the Tabular service. So Tabular is the company created by the initial creators of Apache Iceberg. Okay, and So that's right now the only implementation. But essentially, that's what the REST catalog is. So in the future, you probably will have other companies as well who will create their own attempts at a Apache Iceberg catalog as a service. That they'll probably use like implement that REST catalog spec. And then again, they're going to basically get grandfathered in and have support anywhere that already supports REST. So that's the kind of nice thing about that is that everyone can follow the same setup, and then any tool that supports the REST catalog will basically, they now have that support out of the box. So basically, really, you have sort of two big choices when you're looking for a catalog as a service. So that's going to be, again, the Project Nessie catalog, which Dremio Arctic would be the catalog as a service. And again, the reason you get that is you're going to get that nice UI, that nice integration with Dremio Sonar, which is going to have all sorts of like the ability for you to automate optimizations and whatnot. But not only do you get that, but you're also going to get the branching, those catalog level Git-like semantics, so that way you can do multi-table transactions, multi-table rollbacks on top of just your traditional isolation and table level rollback, which you can do natively in Iceberg. Okay, and then there's Tabular, which they give you like AWS based optimization services. You don't get the Git-like semantics, but you do get like I think basically what they do is they'll just basically under the hood optimize the data on your AWS. So you do have optimization features in both catalogs as a service. So essentially, you know, now you understand a little bit better about sort of the world of catalogs. But at the end of the day, a catalog is just a thing that tracks where the metadata file is. It's independent of where the file, the data is actually stored. Okay, so theoretically, you could use any catalog and store the data anywhere. What matters is whether the engine can read the data. Because once the engine, so let's say Dremio Sonar or Presto or Trino or Spark or Flink, once they actually know where the table metadata is, they then have to go read it. So if it's like Google Cloud Storage, are the appropriate libraries there for them to be able to access and credentials there for them to access that file? Just because they know the file's there doesn't mean, necessarily mean they can read it. This is where a lot of people end up sometimes initially having troubles when they're trying to experiment with Iceberg, because they'll sit there and they'll be able to connect to the catalog, but they forget to pass like their AWS credentials so that way the engine has permission to go read the metadata file on AWS. So you always have to think about like, does my engine one, is it able to read the catalog, wherever that catalog exists? And then is that engine also able to read the data? So theoretically, let's say I'm using like Dremio Arctic. Using Spark, there's ways for you to write to Azure, Google Cloud, AWS. So I can use the Dremio Arctic catalog to write to all three of those. Okay. But again, when I then try to access that same data with different engines, I then have to ask myself, can that engine for this particular query read those underlying data files? Do they have the permissions to? Okay, because not every engine has the place for you to put in those like Google Cloud credentials, those Azure credentials, so that way it has that ability to read after accessing the catalog. So just the point is just so you can kind of think through sort of where, you know, if you run into trouble, where that trouble may be occurring. So there's, does the engine have the ability to access the catalog? So basically the engine has to have catalog support, so that way it knows how to read, you know, that location. But once it gets that location and knows, hey, it's this file on S3, it's this file in Google Cloud, is this file in Azure, does it have the appropriate libraries and permissions to go then read from that the store where the actual data, the actual files are at for that table? Okay. You know, right now, generally a lot of the services are sort of geared towards AWS, but again, the catalog is just a location tracker. So theoretically, again, using Spark with any of these catalogs, you can write the data anywhere, but then you run into the issue, hey, can I read it with other engines? Do the other engines have the ability to read the Google Cloud, Azure as of yet? Okay, after accessing that catalog. So again, two steps: accessing the catalog, accessing the underlying files, because they're two sort of different distinctions. Once you kind of appreciate that, there's like my metadata files that are going to be stored where all my data is at, and then I have this catalog, which is kind of a separate thing that needs to be accessed. It becomes a lot easier to kind of think through sort of like how Apache Iceberg, how you get from point A to point B, and use the tools available in a flexible way to really enjoy. Apache Iceberg. Okay, and again, the easiest way to really get started is again that Dremio Arctic catalog. You literally just sign up for the Google Cloud, I mean the Dremio Cloud platform, and you can just at the click of a button have a Dremio Arctic catalog. I have some guides. I'm just kind of showing you just how easy the commands are and how simple it is to get it, kind of get up and started. I'll put that link in the episode description. But otherwise, have a great day. Hopefully, this gives you an idea of sort of the landscape when it comes to Iceberg catalogs. And that's just gonna expand and continue to evolve. But yeah, I'll see y'all later. Have a great day and enjoy.